Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how, plus our know-how, will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 14th of November, 2016. The title, I Can Teach You Innovation. For all of my life, I've been categorized by observers as being creative. Of course, this started with my mother, and all mothers certainly label their children as creative, as well as many other positive adjectives. In my case, however, the label stuck, and I've heard it as recently as last week. Sometimes I think it is more of a curse than a blessing to be innovative or creative. It can embitter one. My wife used to brightly point it out to me when someone used one of my ideas. My counter was, quotes, "You mean they stole it," end quotes. But one grows older, more mellow, and learns to live with such matters. After observing and thinking about this function for many decades, I concluded several years ago that while people like me may be naturally wired to be innovative, creativity can be taught. It boils down to several steps or realizations. I don't think I've shared these in such a wide audience before.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow. Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
So, here goes. First, you should become comfortable in your own skin. This means you must not laugh at yourself for the ideas you promulgate. Further, you cannot let others bother you when they laugh at your ideas, for believe me, they will laugh at your ideas. This is the very nature of innovation. It is something that others have not previously conceived, so naturally they're going to, at first, laugh at creative concepts. Second, you have to be prepared for others to steal your ideas, as previously mentioned. For your good ideas will be stolen, and people will do so without guilt, shame, or indeed even thinking about it. What they are doing is the equivalent to taking cash out of your pocket, but they never acknowledge this, for they do not see themselves as thieves in the normal sense of the word. Yet, they are. The counter to this is to be so prolific that others come to you seeking your advice due to your reputation for being innovative. This is the way you collect on your talent. Third, you must be a rabid observer of the world. Indoors, outdoors, everywhere you go, you must look at what exists, how it is grouped, its philic and phobic relationships to everything around it. You must observe things on a macro and micro level. This becomes your mental inventory of snippets of ideas you can use. Finally, we get to the payoff. If you are not normally creative, you start with this exercise. Take a real-world problem and smash together two or more completely dissimilar issues related to the problem. For instance, you live in an apartment where the security is poor. On top of that, you travel via airplane all the time. It is a real hassle to get to the airport and find a parking place. Security, travel, parking, airport. Voila! What if they built condos on top of the concourses and you could live there? Doesn't this solve all the problems in this group? Comedy is created the same way. Since the ancient days of Johnny Carson, comedians have had a problem. In the pre-television days, when they toured in vaudeville, they could keep the same routine for months because every audience that saw it was fresh. Once television came along, they had to have fresh material every day, a huge problem. They solved it by learning to create comedy through disparity. They smashed together two dissimilar stories from the day and made a joke out of them. In fact, I have just ruined late-night monologues for you, for once you see this, you realize that is all they are. Two or more dissimilar stories smashed together into one funny, they hope, joke. They do this over and over in every monologue. This is the way you can teach yourself to be creative. There happens to be a professor at Georgia Tech in Atlanta who understands this. His name is Dr. Peter Ludovus. Pete is also a stand-up comedian. Pete and I have spent some time talking about professional innovation and its link to stand-up comedy. We both agree they are more closely related than most realize. Next week, we'll talk about some innovations in my past and why they went well or poorly. In the meantime, this week, you may wish to take our quiz online. Innovation continues to come to the safety field. Some of it is such that we just need to find it. Others have already done the innovating. Safety innovation can be found anywhere. For instance, I recently saw a YouTube video that showed how to dislodge an object in a child's nostril. You have the child open their mouth. You close off the unobstructed nostril with one of your fingers. You put your mouth over theirs and blow. Object pops right out. Who knew? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.